All right, everyone, we are back once again. Yet another episode of Inside City Limits. We have the full crew here, Jack, Mike, and Trevor. Jack, a new member of the social media aspect of the pod now. He just made a Twitter slash X account. Jack, what was the username?
It is at City Limits Jack.
Here we go. We bullied Jack enough that we needed somebody else to get social media, promote the pod a little bit. So Jack was the second. He's going to see the negativity on Twitter and everybody complaining, myself included.
Yeah, I got to see a Kanye tweet burst the other day. First time I'd seen
that. Oh, that's not great either. We did have a lot going on this week, fellas. I mean, we had some updates from the training ground that we'll get into. But we made some transfers, some signings. We started off with permanently signing Jack's favorite player, Simon Betcher, from AC Horsens. I don't know how you say it. Under contract through the end of 2026 with club options for 27 and 28. How do we feel, Jack?
I have to say, not my favorite move.
Really?
Sixth highest goal scorer in club history. Yeah, he hasn't scored a goal since, like, 2024, I think.
He scored earlier this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a ball that went in the back of the net.
We count that.
We don't have enough goals to be deciding what does it
have. Have you seen the Galaxy this year? We have six more points than they do. Are we gonna count that? I mean, that's like counting a goal against Union Omaha. It's the only Leuven and Kyle's have scored this year. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. And if you want to be honest, Leuven's was a free kick, so really Klaus is the only one that scored this year.
That's where he was going with this. It was
and Klaus is a rebound, so does that one even count? We haven't scored at all this year.
All right, we don't need to go negative.
That's what it feels like.
You're saying I'm going negative. You're the one that hates Betcher.
I don't hate Betcher. I just strongly dislike his play.
He's a top three striker on this team.
That's because we have three.
Technically, we have four. Caden Glover on the bench.
Okay, then he's a top four striker.
Does he have any minutes this year?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Did we ever see what the fee was?
I don't know if it's said in the press. Look, I was looking at stats earlier today for the agenda, and did you know that Bet leads the team in XG this season? Isn't that sad? With one goal?
Mike, Trevor, how much would this fee have to be before you would say it was too much?
Over 250,000.
I can't imagine. I would say over 900K.
Hopefully, they're paying us to take him.
He's gonna get going here soon. All of our strikers.
Does anyone have an actual guess? Because it's way less than I thought it would be.
I'm gonna guess 200. 350.
Trevor said. It was Trevor nailed it. I think he might have cheated. It was 250K. That's not.
I'm just smart.
That's actually that. I don't know about that, but that's a very low
number. Okay.
He hasn't scored.
All right, pal.
I know he hasn't scored that much this year, but that's nothing in terms of signings.
He's tied for leading like goals this year.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody scored that much this year. So
isn't it crazy that Leuven hasn't played in five games and no one has passed him for leading goal scorer?
It's pretty, we haven't won in five games.
Bad.
Not that crazy. Why don't we get to the actual exciting signing?
I was
the go ahead, pal.
That's a bit harsh.
Intro it. Go ahead.
Guys, I don't want to promise anything too much, but we can now have an attacking three who only speak Portuguese. Zande Silva?
Yeah.
From Atlanta United, Portuguese winger. I think this is a slam dunk of a transfer.
Book it. Write that down.
I mean, this is very I don't think that's a hot enough take to be written down.
Write that one down in case it backfires.
But from everything I've seen, it's not actually... It doesn't really seem like City is putting too much on the line here. His contract's up at the end of the season, but there is a club option for next year. And it was something like Atlanta kept... I can't remember what the tag was called. Atlanta kept the tag, so City doesn't have to pay any of the transfer fee that Atlanta paid for him initially. I think they only paid like, what was it? It was like $100,000, right? In TAM?
Yeah. Yeah.
And up to... It was like, I think total it could go up to 250,000.
Up to 150,000 in 2026.
Yeah, so you're right, 50,000 of incentives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I mean, there's really no way this can go bad, because if he's bad, you just let him go at the end of the year.
Yeah, and I'm not going to act like I've watched him play a lot, but I saw people posting highlights, and a couple of guys that write for the City SC report that I write for, they went back and watched his last start, and they said he's very quick, he's good one-on-one. I think Jack said it last night or whenever we were talking about it. It'll be a good mix to the offense to balance it a little bit. That way we're not just so dependent on
Celio on the right. That's what it is. It's Celio on the right. If him and Tottenham can form a duo, it will be a lot dangerous.
Can he play on the right?
Yeah, they said he can play on both sides.
I'm afraid he's going to come in and take minutes from Celio, and they're going to be like swapping out. Hopefully that's not the case.
I think if anything, this limits Poyshirt and Betcher's minutes.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Because I imagine he's so happy with Celio. And if this guy is a second Celio, right? He's just going to throw him on the right and let him go. And with Totlin coming back here soon and Wallum on the left, hopefully Totlin and this guy can get that same rapport going.
You think that if that is the case and they're also putting him out on the right, that they'd maybe shift out of like the three center backs and the wing backs? Like, do you think they'd go with just a traditional back four and have him on a right mid, Celio left mid?
No, I think they'd still run that 3-4-3. It has been working. It's been working down the left side, we should say, you know. So if this guy truly is another Celio, which, you know, I mean, everybody looks good in their highlight reel, right? But it'll be exciting to have both sides be potential.
Silva was with Atlanta, and he joined in 2023. He made 40 appearances, 4 goals, 7 assists. So, I mean, he's not much of a finisher, but I don't think that's what we're looking for. I mean, we need it desperately, but I think his pace and skill will be a good quality to have. He did play a little bit, I think like 3 games in the Premier League with West Ham, and then he also played at Nottingham Forest. So not bad.
Irons.
I think he played maybe 1 game with them, 1 or 2. I don't know, but he has some Premier League minutes, I believe. No big deal.
He's got what, 1 goal this year or 1 assist?
1 assist.
But he hasn't really been playing that much, right?
Four games. Very different numbers, but I think it was 7.
He's only started twice. Atlanta's good, right?
They probably have more than 9 points.
I was genuinely asking. I haven't really watched much.
No, it's not good. And they have 2 more points than us.
Correct.
They have the same amount of points as us.
I wasn't correct.
Ooh.
I think they're I'm looking it up. They're 2, 3, and 4, just like
they have a worse goal differential to it, -5.
They have 11 goals, and we have 5.
I caved to Jack recently and started putting the stats in as win, draw, loss.
Because that's what it should be.
That's not what it is, though.
It looks so much cleaner.
You need to put up a poll on social media. Let's see what the people decide.
It's the people's vote.
People's pod.
People's vote. People's pod. Do we think that we might see him this weekend? I mean, I don't know soon to have him on the bench. I don't know.
I mean,
on Sunday, it's an extra day.
Yeah. If he's fit, I would just say put him in, you know, the 70th minute, see what he's got. We'll see.
Start him.
I don't know about that.
That would happen, but it'd be interesting for sure.
Why don't you want to start him?
He doesn't know that.
I just don't know if he's ready.
I don't want to start him because it happened yesterday, and it's, I don't know, it's a lot of travel. He'd be flying from Atlanta to L.A. for a team he's never really practiced with. You know what I mean?
I think you maybe put him on the bench just so he can get a feel for everything, maybe see it up close, let him go warm up down on the sideline.
If it was a home game, I'd be more inclined to see him. But
yeah.
You let him get a week of practice. See him next week. It's a good addition with all the schedule craziness we have coming up. I don't think we'll see him. I'd love to see him, especially if he's another Celio, but it's just like, it happened. He'd be Wednesday, fly to St. Louis, get 2 days of practice in, and then fly to L.A.? I don't know. Maybe off the bench, but definitely not starting.
Yeah, if we saw him at all, it'd definitely be off the bench, probably pretty late.
Well, those famous Olaf 82nd minute subs.
86th minute.
Yeah, really give him plenty of time to get settled out there.
I have like one touch the whole game. And that's what we'll have to go off of.
We did have some updates from the training ground. Per my BFF, Matt Baker, and his X account, Berkey did train with the field players in drills on training. I think that was on Tuesday. He is not far away, is what Olaf said. He's hoping that they can be training fully by next week. Said they're still a little bit cautious. They don't want anything to happen or to re-aggravate that injury. But, I mean, that's incredible news.
Would love to see Berkey back. Lunt's been stellar, though. I mean, I'm happy we don't have to rush him.
Yeah, I mean, we still have the best defense in the league with Lunt back there. So maybe a couple more nil-nil draws we would have got with Berkey, but you got to be happy with how Lunt played. But you know, everybody's excited for Berkey to be back. Best goalie in MLS.
Yeah, and having his leadership back there and his feet as well could really help the team get going forward. So, yeah, we need him back. Lunt's done great, but need him back.
Seabacks might not want him back that much. He yells at him.
That's true. That's true.
I just can't believe that Ben Lunt has played, what is it, 7 games, and he has not been the problem at all. Like, before the season, if you would have said that Ben Lunt was going to be starting multiple games, I would have thought we'd have 3 points, like Montreal and L.A. Like, he's been way better than I thought he would have been. I don't know if that's the back line doing most of the work. He's made some saves, but I expected way worse, per usual.
I think it's the back line not putting him in too many dangerous situations. There's been some here or there, but he's made pretty much every save we've needed him to make. Most of the, like, I think just about every goal is not really his fault. There's a couple that, yeah, maybe Berkey gets to him, but he's played solid. He's not done anything wrong and not any big errors or anything, and that back line's helping him out.
We're, what, 1-1-5 with him?
The record doesn't look good, but that's not Lund's fault. But, yeah.
No, I mean, that's what it's about how you expect it to go. It's just, it's been like 1-0 losses instead of you expect to be like 3-2 losses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying it's Lund's fault, but.
No, I think it's a combination of formation, not scoring, Leuven also being out, Totlin also being out. And that's why the record, that's what's keeping the record bad. But Lund's been solid. And now we know if Berkey's out ever again down the line or if he needs a break in like a cup game, we have a lot more reassurance now with Lund because we really haven't seen him tested too much before this stretch.
And we also got some Tolland and Reed news. this week. They both were training separately. We saw Talon on the bench in Vancouver. Didn't see him play, or I think he warmed up for a little bit, but we never got any minutes. You guys excited for Reed coming back?
I'd like to see Reed, whether that's in a, I don't know if he'll be ready for that first cup game, but I'd like to see him back. Just see if we can solidify one of those, that left side wing back, so Wallum doesn't have to play there, or and we can move Hebert back in tight or something. Like, I'm ready for them both to be back. I'm ready for them to be healthy so we have more options off the bench. And then when it gets in the dog days of this St. Louis summer and it's 120 out, when we have, you know, a Wednesday match, Saturday match, Wednesday match, Saturday match, that we'll have more options instead of, you know, bringing up people from City 2 and stuff like that. I think Talon, maybe if the scoreline, you know, maybe if we were up, we could have seen him come in at right back last game, but there was no need to really bring him in that game and with the circumstances going on. So I'm sure he's ready. I don't know about 90 minutes or even a start, but I'm glad that he was at least on the bench.
That was exactly my point with Reed coming back potentially was, you know, you'd love, I mean, we've all got to be tired of Watts out there on the right. So, yeah, you know, you get Reed back, you can start playing around with Wallum on the right, maybe Reed on the right. You get so many more options when with all these people coming back, obviously. I mean, Durkin was working separately, continues to walk. I got like 40 miles of walking the last 2 weeks.
He's walking around.
Didn't see Logan or Kessler. Kessler's going to be a while, they said. Still no update on Leuven. Not that, you know, we're entitled to one or anything, but you obviously want him back as quickly as possible.
Going back to, I cut out a little bit, so I don't know if you guys talked about it, but I came back and I heard Trevor talking about Totland. But I think that they said that he might have, like, felt a little twitch or felt something while he was warming up. So I don't know if he is ready for 90 minutes because he was warming up a little bit because that was when I was up close that game. And he went back to the bench and didn't come back to the drills and practice on Tuesday fully. Like, he was with Reed, you know, training separately, but he wasn't with the team. So I don't know if we will even see him on the bench this weekend.
I'd rather them be cautious with Totland.
Yeah.
Just because the defense has been fine. I think he might provide more of like getting the ball up the pitch, like, more than just like his defensive skill. So I'm fine waiting on it. Just let's make sure he's 100% before we bring him back. Cause if it happens again, then it's going to be a even longer absence. So I'd rather them just be cautious on that one. And then Kessler being out really sucks because he's been our best defender this year, arguably, with Hebert. I couldn't even finish a point before he corrected me. but I think Baumgartner slotted in there and has done pretty good the last two games. So same with Totland. Like, just get 100% healthy before we don't want to be rushing these guys back. It's early in the year. We'll need them down the stretch.
Yeah, I know we're all tired of seeing Watts on the right side, but I thought last game he played the best he's played all season. I thought he had a very solid game, so that's definitely a little encouraging to see that maybe he's getting used to playing out on the right. Hopefully that continues.
I think that, like Trevor said, I'd rather see Watts for a couple more matches than they force Totland out early and then he re-aggravates his injury or something. I'd rather just wait. I don't know. Kessler, I was listening to...
If Thorne is back, I wouldn't mind seeing Hebert on the right.
Yeah, Hebert has been... He's been good. Not Jack's level of glaze, but he's been good. Speaking of glazing, though, I was listening to 101 ESPN. They had Taylor Twellman on the... He called Henry Kessler... I think he said, like, he was possibly the MLS defender of the year before his injury. And I feel like we called that, like, after 1 or 2 weeks, we said that he could be on, like, the team of the year or be the MLS defender of the year. Yeah. We were early
on. We said we were going to have two. We were going to have Kessler and we were going to have Hebert.
I
think you said the two part. We didn't.
Yeah, add all of us together. We said Kessler and then you said Hebert. You added on.
I mean, we definitely That's had like, his Defensive Player of the Year campaign started after week one in Colorado.
That's like what Mike does with the Pacers fandom, where he just wants us all to be Pacers fans with him.
We all are Pacers fans.
That's just not true.
They're up 2-0 right now.
Who cares? The Celtics are going to come out. We don't care. So we're previewing the match, Sunday night soccer again. I saw on social media that I think we have like the second highest of prime Sunday match, which is cool. We are on the road.
Not cool when you're losing them all.
But they're getting them out of the way early, I think. I don't think we have any for quite a long time.
A while after this. That's fine. Yeah, I'm cool with that for sure. LAFC, they're not, I mean, you think of LAFC, you think they're going to be at the top of the table and really dominating because that's what they've been doing recently, but they're only 4-1-4. They have 13 points. I think they're like really just middle of the road right now. They have a minus one goal differential just like we do. The difference is that they've scored 13 goals, which is tied for fifth highest in the league, but they've given up 14. So if there's any week we might luck ourselves into a goal, I would love for it to be this one.
Yeah, like you were saying, Cole, they're not as scary as they usually are. You know, when you look at LAFC, anytime it's on the schedule, you're kind of like, oh, great. You know, it's going to be a tough one. St. Louis, we've never really played LAFC very good. No matter what year it is, but there's definitely points to be had here, even though it's going to be a tough road test. But they do get leaky, and they let in a lot of goals, and our defense is good at keeping people off the score sheet. So I could see a sneaky victory here. It'll be tough.
You guys are being too nice. You know why they're bad? Their goalkeeper's 80. Hugo Lloris has let in like
all. Don't do that.
Lloris is still their goalkeeper?
Don't do that.
Crazy. I want to run you past the scoreline of their last.
I thought three he retired games. Like 3 years ago.
Shut up, Mike.
2-1, 3-1. Those are the last three games that Lloris has played in.
We're not slandering Hugo Lloris on this particular podcast.
That guy sucks at being a goalkeeper.
He's a club legend.
He's played 109 games. He's played 720 minutes. If he's in net on Sunday, City will win. You have my word.
Didn't we lose the last time we played him at home?
Yeah, that's when he was not 80 years old.
And that last year, that referee sucked too. I remember being there in the Capital One suite with Jack, and the ref blew it for us.
Well, that's the Together Credit Union.
Subtle flex right there.
Yeah, no big deal. We were in the Capital One. It's the only section in the whole stadium that's still sitting down.
He faced 26 shots and let in 9 goals. And now that I'm looking at their goalkeeping stats, their backups played 1 game. He's faced 10 shots and gave up 5 goals.
Speaking of washed players, they still have Giroud on as their number 9 too, right?
No, it's that. I'm not even. Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just scored his first MLS goal recently.
Yeah, there you go. If there's a game that City can turn their luck around, and win, it's going to be this one, and they're going to win. I'm telling you right now.
We're just not. I know you guys give me shit. You can give me shit about all the other teams that I.
When did we play them last year?
But I don't.
It was early on, wasn't it? The first game that we went to. Jack, wasn't that early on in the season?
Because if Cardinal was the coach, what does it matter?
I think it was May.
Oh, we actually lost to them twice. We lost to them in May and October.
Have we ever beat LAFC?
The October one means a little more to me. We were a different team by that point. What was the score in October last year?
They beat us in 2023 as well. We drew against them later that year, so I don't think we have.
Or 0-1-3. Win, draw, loss.
Perfect time to get the one.
I will say that first game in May last year, that was the game we had like 6 yellows and a red. I think it was a Markanich red. So it was pretty rough game. I really hope that ref is not our ref this game. Have they released the refs for the game yet?
They'll be shit regardless. Who cares?
Oh, that's a fine.
Yeah, I mean, they stink.
They have it's Jar Marufo. Marufo.
There's no way that's how you pronounce that.
J-A-I-R.
That guy's last name fit him because it was Dickerson.
Marufo.
Oh, that's a fine too.
That's a burn, dog.
I'll take the fine on that one. That guy sucked.
LAFC did acquire Frankie Amaya from Liga MX. He had been an MLS guy for a while. I don't know how big of a impact that'll be. He only had 9 goals and 7 assists in 131 appearances, but I don't know. That was just a signing that I saw. I know they also have Buanga, who's won a Golden Boot. He's the second leading scorer. He has 2 goals, 2 assists. So I think he's going to – I don't want to spoil my prediction, but I think he's going to have an impact.
I don't think so. I think in your predictions, you guys often forget that we do have the best defense in the league, even with Ben Lund back there. And we didn't really miss a step without Kessler. I thought our defense would look a lot worse than it did.
I think Bumgarner will fit right in and amazed. Well.
I think Bumgarner, at this point, unless he really shits the bed over this road trip, when he should be, like, we shouldn't see Josh Yarrow. We should see Bumgarner.
I agree, and why was Bumgarner, unless this is just he had 2 good games in a row and we haven't seen a downside yet, but what was Olof seeing here, like, the first couple months of the season? Like, why is Yarrow coming? I don't know, but why is Horn and Yarrow playing over him?
Well, Horn is coming back from an injury.
Yeah, but why were they both playing over him in the beginning of the year?
I thought he was sick. I thought he had a sickness.
For months?
I mean, yes, people are sick for a while. And you gotta get up into game shape.
I guess not me. I'm just built different, but maybe them. Maybe the professional athletes are sick for longer.
We're moving into a position when Kessler comes back that those 3 center backs should be locked in, right? Kessler, Bumgarner, and Hebert.
Yep.
Then you can start playing with Horn and Wallum in the midfield, start moving them around, see how they work.
Unless you want to keep Hebert outside and put Horn Yarrow as one of the centers, yeah, too. But I agree.
Just went on a whole anti-Yarrow rant.
No, I'm just saying if they want to put Hebert on the wing, someone would have to fill in there. But I agree with having Hebert as a center back. I think he's looked really good there. Hebert has done almost nothing wrong all year, except I still get nervous one-on-one when he's out there on a wing. But to be fair, you could put any one of our defenders out there one-on-one and I'd be a little nervous. But he's done a great job.
And I know the jokes are going to flow in, but you guys are forgetting about Joachim Nielsen.
Who?
When he comes back, I would put him in over Baumgartel.
When he comes back, he'll play 2 games, and then he'll get hurt again, and then Bumgarner will take his spot.
I would rather have Bumgarner in, but if you want to do Kessler
instead of Hebert and moving Hebert out wide,
then just move Hebert out wide, and I'd be a lot more fine. Like, I'd be fine with that. And then Tallinn comes back. That's a fantastic back five.
Problems to have when all these people come back.
Yeah.
If all these people come back.
I never thought that I would think that Kyle Hebert was like a lock in this lineup. Even last year, I would have been like, you're full of shit. But he has really solidified a position in this back line somewhere, either in the middle or out wide.
That's the best part of Hebert is he can kind of play anywhere. You could legit stick him in that center back role, and I think he'd do all right.
He really is the Swiss Army knife.
He also has played second highest minutes. That was a good one, Mike. Hebert also has played the second highest amount of minutes. I think it was 788 behind only Hartel, who has like a little over 800. So, I mean, he's been reliable. He's been available. He hasn't been injured yet, knock on wood. So it's been nice to see. Unexpected, at least for me, but good to see. Do we have any thoughts on this, or are we good to our lineup predictor and our guessing game? Anybody want to put a bow on the Sunday night soccer matchup?
Hopefully we have some of our scores that lead an XG actually put the ball in the back of the net.
We can take advantage of old man Lloris.
Stop it.
Stop. Yeah, I heard that dude's like 80.
How many trophies does 80. He have for the Spurs?
Shut up. Trevor, you like Everton. Shut up.
Oh, damn, he got me on that one.
It'll be like Everton because of Tim Howard.
That, that was the reason I started watching Everton back in the day.
It was excused.
There you go.
Anybody but City, right, guys?
Oh, Christ.
All right. Christ. Okay, lineup predictor. Do we want to stick with the 3-4-3 for the formation? I feel like that's, despite it hasn't led to a lot of goals, like that's looked good.
Yeah, I think we'll stick with it.
Yeah, we'll stick with it.
Obviously, Lunt is between the posts. We
want to call it a 5-2-2, or, you know, that mean 5-2-3. Yeah. Well, you, they like to mess around with those wingbacks.
I think they run Hebert, Bungarnel, Yaro back.
Yeah, so until
one's ready.
Yeah, until
I just don't want to see Yaro
Nielsen come back. It's gonna be Yaro.
I think Yaro played well enough that I have confidence in not rushing our starters back.
Who would you rather see than Yaro?
Well, and that's why. I mean, it's because of the injuries. Horn, if he could play there, but I don't know how healthy he is. I don't mind Yaro coming off the bench, you know, in the second half, but I just don't want – I don't know. I just don't want him to be
Your best friend, Mel Baker, didn't include Horn in his injury update, so you got – you imagine he's healthy.
Okay, well, I will take his word. So if he's healthy and fully good to go, I'd rather see
you know how these – City Twitter personalities, like, you really got to read in between the lines on everything. You got to put your Sherlock Holmes hat on.
I think Horn as a sub in the second half, but I think he's going to start Yaro. I like I said, he's
I agree.
He's been solid enough that we don't need to rush anybody back.
And this the defense they went with last game shut out one of the hottest teams in the MLS and one of the best strikers in the MLS, so I don't see them changing that back line or defensive formation up.
You mean the most informed striker in the world, Brian White?
Yeah, he's so informed he couldn't even score.
I feel
position
like
the we're putting for Wallen
midfield,
you know, on the broadcast they had him as a midfield wingback striker.
He's definitely, I think Wallen's going to stay on that left side with Pompeo. Those two just have a connection.
Honestly, I think he runs the midfield back too, the Wallen, Martel, Morales.
I think we see the exact same lineup we saw last week.
I agree.
How well it worked.
I agree. And honestly, the only thing I could see changing
and Watts
would honestly be Klaus being subbed or like Betcher in for Klaus. That's the only big change I could see. Maybe Toy Shirt.
I feel like he's gonna start Silva. We're gonna have
on
a
the right. It's too early.
I think if we see him off, we'll see him off the bench. It's too early to have him be in the starting lineup.
We can see him probably come in for Pompeo because Pompeo still is not playing the full.
I don't know if Silva's good enough to be a plug and play guy, especially with all the travel.
He's got to be better than Betcher and Toy Shirt.
I think Toy Shirt.
That's how they have been this season.
Those guys are tied for the leading goals this year.
Not impressive.
It sounds really good when you phrase it that way, though.
If I get a goal, I'll be tied for the leading goals.
So Celio, Klaus, and then Toy Shirt? Or do you think they're going to let Betcher start his first game as a full-time club member?
I like Betcher, and I don't know why, but I kind of want to see Betcher.
I like Toy Shirt just because I think Betcher is a little better at coming off the bench than Toy Shirt is.
Yeah. I agree with that. I can see that. I wouldn't be mad with Toy.
Betcher coming off the bench in the last couple of games has been awful. So it's like I mean, they already re-signed him, so we don't really need to find out what he has. But I'd like to see you kind of what he has for it.
You must not remember
70-80
coming off the bench.
Yeah,
because Betcher always looks better off the bench than Toy Shirt does.
They both look pretty bad off the bench, in my opinion. But I don't know. I think the best starting 11 would still have Klaus starting, but I could see that be in the position where they swap, or maybe Pompeo even swap. I mean, you could see maybe Ostrock for Toy Shirt or Ostrock for Watts, but I know Ostrock, they're not going to want to put out wide if he has to do any defensive duties. So if Oshark's coming in for anybody, it'd be Morales. But I think Morales has been pretty solid. They'll keep him in the middle. So I think they do run it back, like we said earlier, with the starting 11. The only swap I could see is maybe Betcher for Klaus.
Speaking of Oshark, and then we can move on to our guessing game. Am I the only one who I would rather see Oshark get a sub late than, like, Joyner? Like, I know, yes, it's young kid, but, like, he's not doing anything. Put in Oshark, see what he's got. That frustrates me a little bit.
And I don't think Oshark's been getting as many minutes as he deserves. When he comes in, he looks electric. I mean, not to, like, the Pompeo level, but he definitely has, like, some energy. And I feel like we just don't see him that much.
He was warming up when we were playing Vancouver, and I don't know why, but I thought that he was going to get some minutes. I was really looking forward to that. And they put in Joyner, and I was like, what the fuck? I mean, I don't understand the whole, like, I'm going to play this youth prospect just because he's 16 or 17 or whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Moving on to the guessing game. No points given out last week. Jack is still in the lead with 4. I am at second with 2 points. Mike with 1. And Trevor way down at the bottom, still scoreless.
I wouldn't say way down.
Way, like, he's so far below. I don't even know if he... We might have to start giving him double points. We can catch up.
Big MLS didn't get a goal last week. He'd be on the score sheet.
That is, yeah, but correct. I would have increased my lead because I had the same goal score.
Don't get me started on Big MLS.
That's good. I will go ahead and start because I know that you guys are going to give me shit. I'm going to do a little live edit here. I still had LAFC winning regardless, but I originally had 2-0. I am going to go back to 1. I think what Mike said earlier is kind of valid, that in our predictions, we don't really think about the defense, or at least I just kind of get into the negativity and think we're going to give up 2 or 3. I'm going to go 1-0 LA. I think Bowanga scores.
I think at this point I'd be more surprised if you predicted a City win.
Yeah, same. When was the last time that happened? Anybody got a...
When's the last time they won? I'm sorry that I don't... I don't know. I don't want to get into this rant.
So you don't like the team?
I don't think that they're very good, guys. I just don't.
It'd be 0-9, and I'd predict a City win.
See, that's... Whatever. Go.
And I'm like, well, what were the standings again? Cool. Who has no points and everybody is combined? Hey, he's got you there.
Yikes.
Just go. Just there. Go.
Me? I, of course, have a 2-0 City win with Hartel scoring a brace. That's 2 goals and being man of the match, because this is 95-year-old Hugo Lloris. He's already thinking about his summers in Monaco. Time to send him there and a City win, 2-0. That's it.
I'm with Jack on this one. I got 3-0 City. I got Betcher as man of the match because I got him scoring and assisting. I'm not calling for a Betcher hat trick, you know. Not going to bet anybody around at Gateway. But I do feel confident that he's going to put one in the back of the net. Has to at some point. He's got the most expected goals on the team. Yeah, I think this is... The dam's going to break. It's been said before, but if I keep saying it, it'll happen once. 3-0
right
in LA again.
I would like an extra point if Hartel scores 2 goals. Since I'm predicting 2 goals.
No.
I don't know about that.
Okay, Trevor, Mr. 0 Point, let's hear your predictions.
Well, fellas.
He's always going to say no. He's one of
I'm getting desperate here. So I'm having to go against my usual positive attitude. I know everybody's like, oh, Trevor's so positive all the time. It's crazy. But I'm going to go with the 2-1 LAFC victory over the all caps.
Get him.
Bawanga, man of the match. But we also have a goal scorer in Klaus. So hopefully I get a point there. But I have 2-1 LAFC. I think it's going to be really tough to get 3 points on the road in their house with Bowanga is just one of the best players in the MLS. And I think he capitalizes and gets man of the match.
Get him, guys. Jack has been mad at us all week for our negative outlooks. But we might have more to talk about that next week. If they do get a point against LA, I'd be happy with. Or we might be able to throw it in Jack's face if we look like shit. But we'll find out. We will find out after this weekend. Until then, everyone, go follow us on X at ICLPod, at C Sutton City, at, is it in City Limits Jack or Jack City Limits? I'm sorry.
I believe it's City Limits Jack.
City Limits Jack. Whatever it is, go follow Jack on Twitter as well. He's a newbie. And until then, we will see you later. Let's go City and let's go Blues.